palm amaranth, horseweed, and ragweed are just three of the herbicide-resistant weeds found in Arkansas. I am Ryan Daugherty. Today I'd like to talk to you about the status and distribution of herbicide resistance in Arkansas. In 1956, J.L. Harper published the idea that herbicide resistance could exist. Scientific community did not support that idea and didn't take it seriously. In 1968, the first weed was found herbicide resistant, which was ground sorrel to simazine. In 1989, Arkansas found its first resistant weed, which was goosegrass to the dinitroanilins. And the most previous resistant weeds in Arkansas are horseweed, common ragweed, and Palmer amaranth, which are all three found to be resistant to glycines or glyphosate. Glyphosate used in combination with Roundup Ready technology provided effective weed control for several years following its introduction. So glyphosate, as we know, in Arkansas to date, in 1998, Roundup Ready cotton was introduced. 5 years later, in 2003, the first glyphosate-resistant weed was recorded, being horseweed. It's currently in all of our cropping counties in the state of Arkansas. In 2004, common ragweed was found in one county to be glyphosate resistant. 2005, giant ragweed was suspected in three counties. In 2006, we recorded Palmer amaranth as being glyphosate resistant in the state of Arkansas. This map's just to show you how quickly the glyphosate resistant horseweed spread across the state of Arkansas. In 2003, the first year it was found, it was only in four counties. In 2004, it had more than doubled in the area that it covered. And in 2005, it covered all of our cropping counties. This photograph, mainly just want you to take note that it's a very high population of horseweed in this field. This is early spring. To date, we've probably put out around 100 trials to try to gain best management practices for controlling this invasive weed. Palmer amaranth. We all know that Palmer amaranth is probably one of the most feared weeds in a cotton crop. It's prolific under almost all growing conditions, has no morals at all, crosses with first cousin every chance it gets, and this assures its genetic diversity. Our first reported glyphosate-resistant population was found in 2005. In the fall of 2005, the seeds were collected, and in the spring of 2006, they were put in the greenhouse. This F1 generation was treated with 0.75 pounds A of glyphosate. This photograph is 6 days after treatment. If you'll notice the picture on the left, the suspect biotype is growing just fine after this application. The known susceptible biotype is 100% control. All the plants are dead. So Palmer amaranth screen. After we tested this one location and found that we did possibly have glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth, the question arose is, does this only exist in one area in one county, or is it widespread across the state? And what is the tolerance level of this Palmer amaranth? So in 2006, we collected seed heads in 17 counties and 41 locations in Arkansas. 120 separate plant samples were collected. The seed heads were dried and thrashed. The plants were established in the greenhouse. A randomized complete block design with six replications. We had two treatments, 0.25 and 0.5 pounds AE per acre. Now, these two rates were chosen to compare to a half X and a 1X field rate of glyphosate. Six plants were treated per treatment. The following photographs are just to let you see some of the populations that we collected. This is a typical distribution of Palmer amaranth in the field. It's very widespread and sparse. This is a Phillips County location, a very isolated population these plants that had multiple applications of glyphosate applied to them and continued to grow and were in reproductive state. The Jefferson County location, also an isolated population, but if you look behind this isolated spot, you'll see scattered out plants behind it that have escaped the glyphosate. In Poinsett County, this is another fairly even distribution across the field when you look at this wide view picture. But upon a little closer look, you see that the Palmer amaranth is mainly in the top of the bed with in the row with the cotton. So when you look at the individual plant, you see that it does show some glyphosate injury, although we suspect that it didn't get a full herbicide rate due to lack of coverage. So our map showing our 2006 Palmer distribution, the red counties represent all the samples that survived a 0.5 pound AE rate. The yellow counties are the 0.25 pound AE rate. And this blue county is a very serious population. It's highly resistant. This was not in our 2006 screening. We actually sprayed this in the field in 2007, but I included it just so that I could show it to you. Now, it survived 6.8 pounds AE of glyphosate in a single season. The green counties are susceptible. So our results are 11 locations tolerant to a 0.5 pound rate, 6 locations tolerant to the 0.25 pound, and then the one location at the 6.8 pound. Another thing that we gained, another little bit of knowledge we gained from this, is that when we look at all the samples that we collected, if they have a fairly wide distribution in the field, the F1 generation is likely to be less tolerant and segregate out more in the greenhouse. And if you have an isolated population, like the photograph on the right, it's more likely to not segregate out and have higher tolerance levels to glyphosate. This is our Lincoln County population that we sprayed in 2007 in the field. When we first got the call on this field, it already had two applications of glyphosate applied by the grower. So we went and looked at the site and decided to put 44 ounces or 1.5 pounds AE on this site. And 1 week later, we returned, and Palmer amaranth is still going, shows a little bit of sign of glyphosate injury. So we decided we'd spray it with 128 ounces or 4.5 pounds AE. And we returned a week later, Palmer amaranth is still growing. So we decided to remove it from the field, place it in the greenhouse, and allow it to grow to maturity. These seeds were harvested, and F1 generation has proven to not segregate out and has a very high glyphosate resistance. So the conclusions of our Palmer amaranth screening, a glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth are more widespread than we first thought they were. And at this time we have two other species, Johnson grass and ryegrass, that are suspected of being glyphosate tolerant, and we're testing those at this time. So future research, in 2007, we collected seed heads in 13 counties and 51 locations. We have 236 separate plant samples. Our seed heads have been dried and thrashed, and they will be screened in 2008. At this time, I'll take any questions. Yes, sir. The question is can I elaborate on why we think that the more even distribution is less tolerant and the more isolated population is more tolerant? Our thought on that is that the more isolated population most likely came from a single mother plant, therefore more likely they're more genetically alike versus when they're scattered throughout the field come from multiple parents. Does that answer your question? Yes. Yes, sir. Okay. Question is in Poinsett County, majority of our plants are in the cotton row on top of the bed. They had sprayed that field multiple times with glyphosate, but every time they had sprayed, it had been over the top with a high boy. So we assume that at the time of application, these palm roundworms were probably 2 inches to 4 inches tall. The cotton was more like 6 to 8 inches tall. So it probably have some level of tolerance to glyphosate, but they did not receive a full 1X rate of glyphosate when it was applied to the field. Yes. Question is, did we scare fire seed? Yes, last year when we ran our test, we did scarify it. We just used sandpaper and put it in a vial, shook it by hand for a minute, and it seemed to work really well. But yes, we did run into the problem that if you do not scarify it, it does not germinate well at all.
Other questions for our speaker? Let's thank him. Thank you.